All three members of Vermont's congressional delegation say they strongly oppose President Trump's new tax plan because they believe the package is designed to benefit wealthy Americans. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
All three pointed to a study conducted by the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center that shows that 80% of the benefits of the plan will go to the wealthiest people in this country. When he unveiled the package, the president said he personally would not be receiving a tax cut under this plan. Senator Patrick Leahy is calling on Trump to prove it by finally releasing his tax returns.
It's somewhat suspicious. I think we should see his tax return and see whether he is getting a special benefit from this tax plan that he's proposing.
Republican leaders say the tax plan will fuel economic growth and will provide new revenue to pay for the proposal. Leahy is skeptical.
That's never happened in the past, so there's no reason to believe it happened today.
The plan lowers the highest income tax rate, and it increases the lowest rate. It also doubles the personal income tax deduction. It also cuts the highest corporate rate from 35% to 20%. Senator Bernie Sanders says the president is not being completely honest about the impact that this plan will have.
The president's not quite telling the truth about what he has presented. Most of the tax benefits in this will go to the top 1%.
Sanders is also outraged that the proposal includes the elimination of the estate tax.
All of the benefits go to the very, very, very rich. So essentially, that is what this proposal is about.
Congressman Peter Welch says a number of Vermonters could see their tax liability increase under this plan because it eliminates the deduction for local and state taxes.
I'm quite concerned about what I've seen as the outlines of this tax policy, and I don't think it will achieve what the stated goals are: more fairness, better growth, and a stronger economy.
Jeff Bartley is the executive director of the Vermont Republican Party. He says there's no question that the plan will evolve in the coming months, and he's disappointed that Vermont's delegation is already lining up against it.
The whole notion of reform is to allow hardworking Vermonters to keep more of their paycheck. Not all Democrats like our delegation are just poo-pooing it out of the gate.
GOP congressional leaders are expected to release additional details about their plan later this week. They hope to pass it by the end of the year. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.